there we go.
All right. So we don't have defined roles for this particular call. And my understanding was it was just a chance to touch base before the larger call next week. So I was looking at the pages that were on the Research Cluster website, and I saw that I had entered some stuff a few weeks ago, and then I saw that Jackie and Tara had commented on some of them. So it seems like I think the important things about these pages in terms of getting ready for the call next week is that it seems like we do have an idea of some possible research questions as well as some good literature to go to as a basis, which is, I think, and maybe Randy or Felicity knows this better, but I think that's the main goal of the call next week is just to see, you know, are you progressing towards something that's actually workable? Is that true?
Yeah,
in a nutshell, yes, yeah.
Okay.
I think there's also likely to be discussion of JSM.
All right.
And what you might present.
I was going to say, do we need to submit an abstract? Because I saw the abstract deadline was like in February.
Mandy, isn't it a joint abstract for the group? Isn't Bob doing that? Am I making that up?
No, I think you're right. I think that I think Bob was organizing that.
So we don't have to individually come up with something.
No. That I know for sure that it's not an individual thing. I think they're also planning to talk about that during next week's call too.
Okay.
So then, Randy and Felicity, how do you guys feel we're prepared for next week? Do you think there's anything that we need to kind of line up or continue working on between now and then?
I would think, go ahead.
Oh, that's right. I was just saying I'm trying to bring up the Google page right now, so go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I would think about where you would want to be by this summer for what you might be presenting at JSM as somewhat separate from your overall goals over the whole next year and a half.
Okay. Sadly, I cannot spell JSM on the notepad. All right. okay. Does anyone have any thoughts on that? Where we want to be for JSM or what we want to present then?
I guess my idea of what hopefully we'd be at is having, you know, our literature review, you know, more narrowed down to our question that we're interested in.
Right.
And then hopefully at least have an idea of how we're going to approach the study, because obviously we're not going to be able to actually start the study at the earliest until fall.
Right. Yeah, so hopefully by then we will have decided on which of these, you know, which of these questions we're really going to pursue, and then have the lit review and the plan in place. Which I think sounds good. And I think that matches up nicely with the overall goals for year one also. I went back and looked at that PowerPoint that Joan had emailed to us from the end of the last ESCOT. And I think that's basically where they want us to be by the end of the first year.
Yeah. I would also, of course, you know, love to have the lit review submitted somewhere so I can, you know, put that in my, you know, RPT stuff for next year. But
yes, that would be nice for me too. I'm not coming up on RPT right away, but I know I'll have an annual review somewhere in there. It'd be nice to have something to put down.
So we do RPT every single year, so
no.
They check to see how we're doing and where we are. And Herla, did you say that you were going to be our speaker?
Yes, I'm certainly willing to be the speaker for next week if that's what you guys would like.
I would definitely be happy if you do that. So.
I would be comfortable with that, definitely.
Right. Although hopefully you will be over your cold by next week.
Oh, God, I hope so.
So I think then for next week we can definitely say that as a group we've settled in on two possible topics. And we're pursuing literature under both of them. What do you guys see as, like, the next steps in the lit review or in terms of deciding between these two topics? Like, when do you think that decision has to be made?
Let me toss in just where some of the other groups from the last round were by the time of JSM.
Okay.
Which might sort of help answer that question, although I think it's exactly the right question to be asking. Let's see. I think two groups had preliminary data by the time of JSM, and one group, Randy, how would you describe where our group was? I guess it was they had a draft survey, or two draft surveys, which they were about to begin collecting data with, or intended to begin collecting data with.
Right, yeah, I mean, so that might not be a bad thing to focus on next, is just starting to write some items that, you know, that might be given to students, and either interview questions if you're leaning more toward a qualitative sort of thing, which can be helpful at first, especially if you're just trying to get a feel for how students might respond to items. And then the last group's goal was to develop, you know, an entire instrument. They had more of a quantitative leaning in their research, so that was like their overall goal. And they had, you know, little sub-pieces to that, like, you know, the writing the items was one of the steps, and that can help focus your thinking, too, because when you really start putting on paper what is it that you want to know from students, I think that can really help give direction.
The other thing I would say is, in terms of the question of when you should decide between the two, I would think relatively soon, basically because you don't want to duplicate your effort.
Yeah.
Now, by the two, just to be clear, are you so the two things that you're referring to, is the role of context is one of them and sampling is the other? Is that correct, or do I have the wrong two main items?
Those were the two that I was thinking of.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's kind of where we had... I mean, obviously, I think the sampling was kind of broad. I don't know that we had necessarily... There was a lot in that.
And I think there was even some talk last time, if I remember right, about questions that really contained both elements, like sampling from different contexts and things like that, too. So that might be a natural direction ahead.
Yeah, that's I like that. One possible approach would be to talk about how you would narrow down each one and what you would be doing with each one, which might give you a better sense of which one each of you is more interested in pursuing.
I think that was the point of the web pages, right? Is that we would each contribute to them and talk, and
yeah.
In that contribution we have kind of come up with our studies that supported it, and we would come up with methodology and stuff on those web pages.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then come to an agreement about what it would look like so you can decide. Mm-hmm.
Well, I know looking on the web pages as they stand now, there's a lot of there are actually a lot of potential interview questions or survey questions on there, certainly for the sampling and also for the contextual research, I believe. There's fewer questions for the contextual research.
Yeah, Jackie posted a really nice summary of the Kaplan article, the ESP.
And the other thing to consider, too, as you're getting close to asking students interview or survey questions is getting human subjects approval. So, you know, and that process varies a little bit among different universities in terms of how long it takes and, you know, how difficult it is. I know here I'll send something in to the Human Subjects Committee Chair and get a response within a week or two. In other places it takes like a month or two sometimes to get approval. So that's, you know, another thing to keep in mind is, you know, maybe even in the process of it, after that, once the interview questions are designed, then shipping them off to the IRB or Human Subjects Committee at the university. And that depends, too. I mean, you know, another decision to make will be, will the items be given to students at each one of the universities that are involved or just one? I mean, if it's just one, then the advantage is that just one person has to go through the IRB process if they're the only ones gathering data from students. Whereas if, you know, if you want a broader pool of data, then you'd have to go through more than one process if you're gathering data from students at more than one university. So just kind of something to keep in mind in terms of the timeline, too. And I believe that that was another topic that they had that they'll be touching on at the conference call next week, too.
Okay.
So I guess what I was thinking of was just a little bit more focused than what's in the two web pages. I'm thinking of like a one sentence of what your goal is to assess, and then maybe another one sentence of what methodology you would use, which is really jumping the gun and could easily change, but might give you a sense of, I don't know, something like a specific aim that could focus it down a little bit.
We could go through and we could take the web pages as they stand and kind of modify them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're a great start.
That.
Absolutely.
Which is something we can certainly be working on, say, after the conference call with everyone and then before our next call just as a small group. That's something we can be working on between now and then.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think basically what I plan on saying next week, depending on, I don't know what the format's going to be like, if it's going to be open-ended or Joan or Dennis is going to be asking us specific questions. Randy and Felicity, do you guys know?
Well, what they've done in the past is just each group gets a turn to report out, and then people might ask questions after that.
Okay.
But it's basically open-ended.
Okay. So then in that case, what I'll be reporting on is that we have narrowed it to these two topics, and we've started literature reviews for both, and for our next step, we will be imagining what it would be like to conduct research for both. What are the goals? What are possible methodologies for each of these? And that will help us narrow down our focus so that our kind of next, those are our next small steps, is to pursue both of these as if we were going to actually do them, to figure out which one we want to do. And that, so that's the bigger goal then, is to decide. And then just carry forward with one, so that by JSN next year we'll hopefully have a full lit review and a reasonably workable plan of action, so to speak. Does that sound good to everyone?
Absolutely.
Yep. Yep.
Sound like a reasonable summary of our progress and our plans for the future?
We can definitely say we're much more narrow than we were. So.
Yeah, I think we've definitely come a long way. And I think, you know, like Randy was saying, that there might be some room for these two topics to kind of be combined. Because it may be that their context really influences their understanding of a sample. So there may be that room in there. So I think we've come really far, and I think we have some interesting questions that are, you know, at least somewhat related. So I think we've done a good job.
Yeah, and I think it would be good to, like, it would be good to kind of mention some of the literature that the group has been reading as well, that kind of leads you to that conclusion, because we have, you know, read quite a bit about context and samples, and that kind of suggests some connections between the two, or maybe motivates different, you know, but the literature really has, I think, helped motivate the direction of the group, so it would be good to pull a few sample articles from the Google pages, I think, and just say, okay, you know, we read this thing from Jane Watson, and not go into any great depth, but just give a sense of what kind of literature has helped kind of direct the group so far.
Okay.
Because literature review is a, you know, kind of an important outcome out of it as well.
Okay.
That's a good suggestion. I will take a look at that and then have a few things in mind.
I was going to say, Harley, if you want me to help you with that, I can, because I have, I didn't do much for this one because I was sick, so I can sort of pick up the slack a little bit.
Well,
help with that.
Yeah, I'm sure my plan would be, first and foremost, to just take liberally from what we have already been collecting on the Google group, since we have some good summaries posted. And I can always email those ideas out to the group. Although I don't know when. Sometime next weekend. Email those ideas out to the group for everyone to take a once over if you're interested before the big call.
Okay.
All right. Does anyone else have any questions or other things that they think should be addressed in the next conference call with everyone?
Not that I can think of.
Do we want to pick a date for our February conference call while we're all on the phone rather than try to do it through email?
I think that's a good idea.
Sure.
The time that we were doing a lot last semester, is anyone teaching or not have conflicts during that time? Like we were doing kind of like a Tuesday or Thursday, kind of around 3 Eastern.
I can do any afternoon this semester, any time after 1 o'clock.
Was it 3 o'clock Eastern on Thursdays that we were doing?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that no longer works for me. I had a new meeting that came up there.
Yeah, I have, I teach Thursday night, so I have office hours and prep time Thursday afternoon.
Okay.
Tuesday would work for me, though, and pretty much any other day of the week would work.
So it sounds like maybe Tuesday afternoon, does that work for everyone? Like Tuesday, or Eastern, or
Eastern would be good.
That's fine for me.
That's fine for me.
Yeah, that works for me too.
Which day of the month, or which week are we talking about in February?
I don't think we've said yet. Do we want to do early February or late February?
How about like the 16th?
Split the difference? That's fine by me.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Me too.
Yep.
And I can email Holly Lynn and double check that with her, although I know she is on research leave this semester, so I think her timing is relatively flexible. But I can just double check that time with her. And was 4 p.m. also the time for the conference call on the 18th this month?
Yes.
That's what I have.
Oh, yeah, that's what I have, too.
Yeah.
All right, so then we will all next speak, or at least be in attendance, on January 18th at 4.
We were all going to take notes for that one, right? The 18th conference call?
Mm-hmm. That's what I had.
Yeah, I think so. And I don't think the notes have to be terribly detailed. I think, you know, more of a synopsis would be fine. What do you guys think?
Yeah, and I believe that, I'm not 100% sure they'll do it this time, but last time, Joan and Bob had a set of PowerPoint slides that they emailed out, in advance, so that might help in terms of taking notes instead of, transcribe everything that's going on. You might have a PowerPoint file that you can just kind of take notes on if you prefer to do it that way.
Okay.
But like I said, I'm not 100% sure on that. I think we should know more as the boat gets closer. Felicity, do you remember if they? I don't think they've said for sure if they'll be sending out a file, but I have a feeling that they might, which would reduce the note taking burden a little bit.
I agree, but I also don't have a firm feeling.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
And then. Should we set up roles for the February 16th call then? So I don't even remember what the roles were for our last call.
Okay, I think I might have these written right. So I think Tara should be the organizer, I think, this time. Because she was recorder, correct?
Right.
And then I should be the moderator. Perla should be the synthesizer, and Lee is the recorder.
Yep.
All right. All right, sounds good.
All right, one last little bit of info. This is Jackie. A few of you already know this due to Facebook. But I wanted to let you all know finally now why I will not be able to make JSM as I'm expecting a baby at the end of June.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
So unfortunately, that's why I probably will not be able to make it to Vancouver.
I think that's a very good reason.
Yeah, I told her that's a very elaborate way of getting not having a good exam.
Yeah, I saw your post.
I really wanted to go to Vancouver. That would be a lot of fun. And then surprises happen. So.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, that's awesome.
I am not going to Vancouver either. Not for a good reason like Jackie's. I'm taking two classes from Texas A&M. I need to finish a certificate in statistics before my tenure vote in February. And my finals are around the same time as JSM, so I won't be there either. So I'll just be the two of you.
Oh, dear.
So you're going to carry the burden of the
Sorry, it's Holly Lynn. Sorry I'm late.
Oh, no, that's
okay. Hey, Holly Lynn.
Well, I'm sure that Lee and I can speak well enough for all four of us.
Oh, I don't know about that, but all right.
I'll be there in spirit.
Yeah.
And definitely will help, you know, edit PowerPoints or whatever we're going to be doing for the presentation part of it.
No, but we'll do our best to represent the group.
Yeah. Although, Lee, I'll warn you, I think I've already committed to being a part of a panel discussion, so I don't know if I can.
Oh, fine, fine, fine. You all are abandoning me. Nice.
So you might have to just be, I can't remember all those one-talk rules and things. Like, I think if you participate on a panel, you can't technically present anything else. I'm not sure.
Are you guys talking about Vancouver?
Yeah,
we are.
Okay.
We I'm being abandoned.
Yes, we've all decided that Lee should go.
It's called pigeonholes.
Yeah.
So, Holly Lynn, just to catch you up, we talked a little bit on the call. Most of the call before this has been spent talking about what the conference call will be like next week with all the groups. And since I'm speaking on behalf of our group, I wanted to kind of run my thoughts and my little synopsis past everyone. So I think I have a good idea now of what I'm going to say.
Okay,
and
good.
Then I think we're actually in the process of wrapping things up, but we did go ahead and try and set a time for our next conference call as a group. And we were thinking, if you want to check your calendar and give us the yay or nay, but we were thinking of February 16th at 4 p.m. That's a Tuesday.
The only thing I can think of about that rings a bell on February 16th is that Harry Connick Jr. is coming to town, and I asked my husband if we could get tickets. That was on February 16th. So 4 p.m., I might be taking it a little late as far as me being able to go to that concert. But I could probably at least join the beginning of the conversation.
Okay. What about the time? Could we move the time up to 3, or does 4 work better for everyone else?
3 is fine for me.
Yeah, 3 is okay. On the 16th, 3 is okay for me.
I can't do 3, but I don't know.
Okay. Well, but again, I mean, I think, you know, I can be there certainly at the beginning of it. I don't even know if he's actually purchased the tickets. It was just something that I highly hinted at. So I'll give you the good husband report.
Later.
But anyway, I mean, I can be there at the beginning. I just don't know what time we might have to leave to go to dinner and end up going to the concert. He was able to get tickets.
Okay. So then we'll just leave it at 4 on the 16th for now.
Okay.
And Lee will start preparing slides for JSM. And I think we're set then.
Okay. Was there anything that we wanted to, maybe I missed this, to do for the 16th? Did we, like, want to have any assignment?
Oh, right. I think the assignment for the 16th was to go through on the two web pages, the ideas for contextual research and the ideas for sampling research, and really try to focus those in an effort to figure out which one we're going to pursue. So what Felicity had mentioned was, in one sentence, try and describe what the goal is that you want to assess, and in one sentence, try and describe some possible or plausible methodology that could be used.
Okay.
Does everyone else seem okay with that?
Would it also be smart for us to start looking into the IRB process?
Yeah, that's probably a good idea, too.
Maybe kind of what it is like at each of our own college universities, maybe.
Just check it out.
Right, I think that sounds good.
As I've never done it before, so I have no idea what I'm getting myself into with that. So.
Right. I think another thing that you might want to think about is, for each of those areas, the contextual research or the sampling research, what kind of possible pilot study kind of access you might have this semester if you wanted to pilot out some ideas.
That's a great idea. Like, how feasible would it be?
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Well, I don't quite remember. I'll go back and I'll listen to your conversation that I missed. I'm very sorry about that. We ended up having a job candidate come in, and I had to take her to breakfast and to tour her around a little bit, and it cut up against the 11:30 time. We're too close for comfort. But anyway, I can go back and I can listen to this conversation, but I can't remember exactly how to do that. So whenever we get the message that it's been recorded, Does it tell us how we can go back and listen to it?
Jackie forwarded me the email with the recording. I can just forward it to you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
The minutes are pretty much verbatim for the recording, though, if you don't want to spend the whole hour listening to it.
Okay.
I mean, I listened to it again while I was typing the minutes.
Okay.
So if you just read through.
I don't think anyone's doing minutes for this conversation, though, right?
Yeah.
I'm doing.
This call or the previous call?
Oh, I'm talking about this call. But, yes, yeah. I did miss the previous one, too. And I somehow it didn't even end up on my calendar.
I'll type them up for this one. I'll just send down. It's only half an hour. It won't take me that long.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
One last probably strange question for me. We do course requests for the fall really, really early. So my question is, I mean, obviously I want to try to teach a couple intro classes to ensure that I have, you know, participants, hopefully. So my question is, we have two different types of intro classes. One is for, like, lots of majors, and one is focused for business. Do we know if it's going to make a difference which of those I'm in?
Ooh. One is calculus-based and one isn't, right?
Nope, they're both the same.
Both are the same?
Mm-hmm.
It's just the type of major you end up with in the class?
I mean, there's a little bit difference in the content that we do, but not enough, really. And so I didn't know if it was going to make a difference, because, you know, usually you find sometimes that the business students are a little bit better. Generally, but not always.
Really?
No. I do.
Oh, okay.
They're quieter too, but you know.
I don't know. I guess my initial reaction, I don't know, you guys can disagree with me, is the kind of questions we're looking at. I'm not sure that
it wouldn't really matter.
I don't know that it would make a huge difference. I don't know.
Yeah, I tend to agree. As long as, you know, sampling is covered in both, since even the context one does touch on sampling a bit, I think that either one of these research questions would be fine to investigate. And I think one of the nice things about, you know, the fact that we're all at diverse institutions, and if we teach, you know, different courses, or even if, like, the student body is diverse within the courses we teach, it might give us a more complete picture. I don't think it would be...
Yeah, I mean, Hurley, you've got a Research One university. I've got a really small liberal arts. Jackie, you know...
I'm an in-betweeny.
You're an in-betweeny. And Tara, you've got...
Yeah, we got open enrollment. We have to accept everyone who applies, so
yeah.
I got a wide range.
Yeah, so...
I think that could actually help. I think that's one of the things that makes our group... interesting. We're working with a lot of different types of students here. So,
yeah.
You know, in the end, people can't just be like, well, that's just your, you know, your class. Well, no, it's, you know, lots of different types of classes. So I don't think it would really make a difference whether they were just general major students or business students. It's just kind of another way of saying, you know, we tried it in this group also, and this is what we found.
Well, that's why I make sure, because unfortunately the business one usually has a little bit more wiggle room for time for me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I was thinking about putting in the request more for that one. That way if I need to adjust things, this will be a little bit easier to do.
Yeah, I think that would be – I don't think that would affect our research question at all.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and I think if we find later on for some reason it is an issue, we certainly have enough different types of classes among the four of us that – we could work around it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Anyone have any other questions or comments before we sign off?
I'm looking forward to hearing the report next week, and actually seeing how all the other groups are doing too.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting to touch base with everyone again.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
All right, I think we're set then. We can eat lunch.
Okay. Will we get an email with an access code for next week? Do you guys know?
I assume so.
Yeah, I think it's usually, is it not the same one each time, or?
Is it? I don't.
I don't know, maybe it'll
be I haven't actually been paying attention.
Yeah,
I think
it actually
Randy
does
said,
tend
I was like, oh, it is the
same one each time. I think, I mean, I it's always 688-5913. I'm pretty sure. I don't recall ever getting a different one.
Yeah,
but,
the activity webinars they're different, but they're always the same. So I don't know. I don't know if for the big research calls. I don't know.
No, it probably is all, like, you know, one account. So.
Yeah.
That's all the same.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we will talk again next week then.
All right. Sounds good. Have a great week, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. All right.
Hope
you feel
badly.
Yeah. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you. Please stand by.